The Republican National Convention has begun with some disunity and a little more drama than is usual at a modern-day convention. That is obviously a loud and somewhat chaotic scene yesterday as opponents of Donald Trump tried unsuccessfully to force a roll call vote on convention rules in hopes of freeing up delegates from their commitments to Trump. But it was just a brief moment quickly put down by Trump supporters. In comparison, historian Doris Kearns Goodwin of Concord points out what a truly split convention the GOP experienced back in 1912. Incumbent President William Howard Taft was challenged by populist Teddy Roosevelt, who had popular support, while Taft was backed by the party establishment.
It became such a raucous campaign with Teddy and Taft yelling at each other, calling each other pinheads and jugheads and dictators, that the New York Times wrote an editorial saying, if this is the first system in which we're using primaries to choose our nominees, we sincerely hope it is the last. This must bring a blush to foreigners to watch what we are doing. This is not a rational system. This is a mob.
I want to go back to 1912 in the current context. The GOP party, right now, as we know, is split in disarray over the Trump candidacy. A lot of high-profile Republicans have just walked away from it. Was 1912 like that?
Yes. I mean, I think the whole situation we're facing today with the GOP establishment feeling a great division from the Trump candidate was started in 1912, because that's when the primary system really evolved. Up until that point, party leaders would choose the nominee, so the establishment would have a huge control over who it would be, and they would try to choose somebody who could bring consensus within the different factions of the party. And in 1912, Taft, as the sitting president, had control of the party machinery. So when Teddy Roosevelt decided to challenge his old friend within the Republican Party, William Howard Taft, he knew the only way he could win the convention delegates would be to institute a set of primaries in states where the people themselves could choose the nominee.
There are some of the GOP, people who are opposed to Donald Trump within the GOP, who say the Trump campaign is a first in American history. Is that actually true? Is it wholly unique?
I think the political mix that has produced the Trump campaign certainly has echoes in American history. I mean, most notably at the turn of the 20th century, you had a very potent mix of populist feeling brought about by the change from the agricultural world that most people lived in to the Industrial Revolution, people feeling a great sense of too much accelerating change, lots of immigration, a great gap having grown between the rich and the poor. Then when you think about the present now, you've got concerns about immigration, you've got a technological revolution, you've got accelerating change, people feeling like the old moorings have fallen apart.
Is Donald Trump running a populist campaign from your point of view?
I think he's certainly trying to mobilize the anxieties and the sentiments and perhaps the fears of the people at large, and providing more sort of simple answers to what they're feeling, which is what populism often did. You know, it recognized that there were groups of people out there who were feeling anxious, lots of sense that the country isn't what it used to be. And populists sometimes can provide simple answers, shortcut answers. I'll make America great again.
Is he good at it compared to populist campaigns of the past?
Well, if you compare Trump to Williams Jennings Bryan, even though Bryan had some simplistic answers to the problem, like the silver standard replacing the gold standard, nonetheless, he also had a series of very important programs that became part of the Democratic Party eventually and became part of the progressive movement that had to do with wages and hours, conditions in factories, taxation, etc. So he came more fully loaded, I think, with a series of substantive programs in addition to the simple solutions.
Temperament is at issue now in terms of Donald Trump's behavior out on the campaign trail, and it was then as well.
I think temperament is probably one of the most important things we should always be looking for in a leader. They said about Franklin Roosevelt when Oliver Wendell Holmes, 92 years old, met him for the first time right after Roosevelt was elected president. And he was asked, well, what did you think of him? And he said, well, I think he has a second-rate intellect, but a first-rate temperament. I think he had a first-rate intellect as well. But temperament is the great separator for when I look at the presidents I've studied. What does it mean? It means your basic disposition toward life, how you get through adversity, how you acknowledge errors when you've made one, how you control negative emotions, how you have empathy or not. This is the basic fundamentals of a character, and I think it shows up in temperament.
I'm wondering how crucial you think it is for Trump to come out of the convention with Republicans saying positive things about him, if that's possible.
To have a convention that doesn't produce a Republican somewhat unity, I think will be very hard for him. Plus, there's always the possibility of what it might look like, the convention. I mean, we obviously saw in 1912 when the delegations from Taft and Teddy were actually throwing things at each other in the hotel lobbies, when there were gunfights, when there were 3,000 policemen surrounding the convention, that the whole site, or it wasn't seen by television then, but the reports of that convention hurt both candidates, and the Democrat won.
Doris Kearns Goodwin, thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
I'm glad I could be here with you. Thank you.